Exam practice, test two, listening, part one. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four parts. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to part one. You will hear a man who is looking for a new apartment to rent, talking to a landlady who is showing him round an apartment. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello, Andrew, isn't it?
Hi, yes, that's right. And you must be Mrs. Jones.
Yes, I am, but please call me Mary. Come in and I'll show you the apartment.
Great, thanks. I'll just make a few notes as we go around, if you don't mind.
That's fine. So first, a few general points, Andrew. You probably saw in the advert that the apartment is partly furnished.
That's okay. I've got a bit of furniture myself.
And also, please, pets are not permitted in the apartment.
No problem. I don't have any.
Well, shall we start in the kitchen? It's through here.
Oh, it's nice and big, isn't it?
Yes, a good size for a one-bedroom apartment. It's got everything you'll need. The dishwasher is quite old now, but it's very reliable. And I've just replaced the fridge, so that's never been used.
Great. It all looks really good.
Well, follow me through into the lounge, Andrew. Here we are.
I like the wooden floorboards, but I might want to put down a rug on the floor as well, if that's okay.
Oh, yes, of course.
I've also got lots of books.
Well, as a matter of fact, I've just arranged for a builder to come and put up a set of shelves on that wall there. So that'll be convenient for your books.
That'll be great. Then, is that the bedroom through there?
Yes, that's right. Come through.
There's a nice big wardrobe and a chest of drawers.
Yes, plenty of storage.
But if I wanted a lamp beside my bed, I guess I'd need to provide that myself?
Yes, you would.
That's no problem. I've got one that'd do.
And then this is the bathroom. It's only a small space, so there's no bath, just a shower.
And the water heating, that looks like it's gas, right?
Yes, electricity is more expensive in my view.
You're probably right.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
Well, I really like the apartment, Mary, and I'd like to take it, if that's okay with you.
Yes, absolutely, Andrew. I'd be delighted. So, why don't we have a look at the tenancy form? We're supposed to fill that in together.
Yeah, sure.
Now, I've got a form here. So, first of all, I need some of your details. What's your full name, Andrew?
It's Andrew Connaught. That's spelt C-O-N-N-A-U-G-H-T.
Great, got that. And what's the best way to contact you, Andrew?
Well, you've got my mobile number.
Yes, I know. But an email address would be good as well, in case I need to send you documents.
Oh, right, I see. Well, my email is andrew171@interglobe.com, spelt INTERGLOBE.
Great. Okay, thanks. Then I really need an identification number of some sort.
Oh dear, I haven't got my passport with me.
A driver's licence number will do.
Oh right, I've got that. Hang on. It's E7382991TP.
Right, good. So, now, just a few tenancy details. When would you like to move in?
Well, as soon as possible, really.
Right. Well, like I mentioned, there's a builder coming. That's on the 4th of April. So, really, any time after that's fine.
The 4th is a Friday, isn't it? And that weekend I'm going away. So, how about the 7th of April?
Yes, that works well. Now, you'll have seen from the advertisement that the rent is $315 per week.
Yes, that's okay.
And there's also a bond to pay before you move in. It's like a deposit and you'll get it back at the end of your tenancy.
How much is that?
Well, I try to be reasonable. A typical bond for a one-bedroom in this part of the city is $500, but I only ask for $450.
Okay, that should be fine.
Now, what I'll do, Andrew, is email you my bank account details and you can transfer the amount.
That is the end of part one. You now have 1 minute to check your answers.